Questions for Alex?
Was it emotional roller coaster with him?
Yeah. We had a really good start to the game. I love the way we were playing in the first. I don't know if we took our foot off the gas in the second. Just wasn't good enough in like all zones. But the last 10 minutes of the game, it seemed like, we kept it simple and we had some opportunities, and Kuch makes a great shot at the end to tie it up.
What's going through your mind when you saw Bassett get pulled? No, it's not a usual thing around here.
Yeah. You know, it's tough, and it's not always on him. Like, two of those are what are you going to do on those deflections? You know, it's the puck changes direction right before it hits him. Those are difficult. So, but sometimes just more for the team's sake, you do that to kind of tamp momentum.
Did it for you guys? Did it give you send you a message to you guys, or you think? Or
when did they pull up?
Yeah.
When did they pull him again?
Second. That's the third goal.
After the third goal.
Yeah, I think whenever, especially a guy like Bassett, whenever he gets pulled, it's 7 minutes for sure.
Have you ever in your career had two goals disallowed?
No. Nope. Yeah, so kind of tough, but getting the win, it doesn't really matter looking back. The second one, I wasn't sure. I was trying to kind of time it, and I didn't know because, the pass, I had to catch the pass, but I didn't stay outside. So either way, we ended up winning, so it doesn't really matter.
After Cirelli's game winner, he points at you. Did he come up and say something?
Yeah, I think he was excited. Whenever he scored a game winner, I think he was pretty happy with that, for sure.
I think the whole idea is to have a good vibe going to the playoffs and playing well. What kind of win like that when you tie it late and win can you do for the group?
I think it's just, it's good. I mean, we don't love our entire game, and I think we have some steps to get better in that sense. I think it is somewhat difficult when you play certain teams. You know, when you play Boston, it seems like a much more intense game all the way throughout. So we have to find a way to get ourselves ready for playoffs. But like I said, finding a way to win at the end hopefully can galvanize us and we can gain some momentum going forward.
Alex, has it changed anything now that you're officially in terms of doing that?
I don't know. I mean, it's nice. I think when you look at the standings and stuff, I think we figured that we were going to probably get in at some point. But to get in now, there's some real important points on the line, so we look forward to the upcoming games so we can kind of put ourselves in a good position going into the playoffs.
Helpful that those games are at home.
For sure. When you look at our schedule, last month was a little crazy, but now that we're at home, we kind of, sleep in our own beds, do our own routine, planes aren't going to be delayed and stuff like that, so it's great.
I know Kucherov sets a high standard for himself. You know, even if he didn't score two goals, he's probably upset. Like, what do you think about him waiting at least when he's turning it on a little bit, or in terms of kind of getting some more?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I loved at the end those two shots he took. You know, that's showing a lot of confidence that either one of them could have went in, and the one he shoots that goes in was a great shot. But he's so important to our team. When he has confidence and when he's playing well, he's up there with the best in the world. So.
You use the word galvanize. Is there a chance a month from now we look back at that Kucherov goal and say that was an important moment?
I think so. I mean, I think when you look at like that Detroit game at the beginning of the season, second game, we came back and that kind of gave us confidence going forward. But if we lose that game, who knows what happens going forward. So you hope that these games can, like I said, galvanize. You can get some confidence from them. I don't know if we'll look back at it, but we may.
Good. Thanks, Alex.